Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, hello, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, what the Sports Doctor is all about. Again, everybody, continue to get such great excitement and enthusiasm with our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. So we've got a great doubleheader today. Ann Marchetti, she's the owner of Ann Marchetti Consulting, and she's the consulting director of Forward DuPage, a great organization, leading Illinois anti-obesity and wellness group. She's going to be joining me first, and then we're hitting Australia. We're going to talk to performance podiatrist Jackson Tisdale. He's with Forster Tanqueray Sports Podiatry, and he's a coach of Academy of Sports Speed, Australia. Then, everybody, you know, it's the Sports Doctors In segment where we'll answer some emails. We'll talk about upcoming shows. First, I want to welcome Ann Marchetti to the Sports Doctor. Hey, Ann, good to have you on.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Glad to be here. Thank you.
I know Ann since the beginning of the organization. I can't believe it's a 10-year anniversary of her being really the consulting director for Forward DuPage. And Ann, give us a touch of background, but tell us about you and Forward DuPage.
Sure. So as you said, for 10 years, Forward DuPage has ensured that obesity prevention remains a priority for DuPage County. And we do that by creatively and consistently promoting healthy lifestyle choices. We work through over 1,300 organizations across the county, always looking for more partners to work with us to ensure that as many possible options are available for families to have healthier choices for themselves and their children, for their students and colleagues and friends. And so,
tremendous challenge. Tremendous challenge.
Yes, it is.
You know,
and month part of the challenge is...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. Next month, I have Sandy Sampson from Chop Chop Magazine will be rejoining me. So I've watched you guys put together, again, a tremendous, multifaceted, professional approach. Because the reality is, folks, that we're still behind the eight ball with not only adult obesity, but childhood obesity. As everybody knows who's listened to me on the Sports Doctor, I've talked about childhood obesity 20 years, give or take a few weeks, whether it was keeping gym class in school or whether it was trying to get a multifaceted aspect regarding, and it's just amazing that we're still banging our head against the wall with the treading water, so to speak. And what are some of the big bullet points, Ann, that you guys are paying attention to, like you were saying, in the areas of eating better and moving more?
Sure. So what's important to know for your listeners is that for almost 9 years, we have been measuring body mass index rates. And for several of those years, we coupled that with measuring blood pressure rates annually on children in DuPage County. That's allowed Forward to sort of see where the problem areas are in communities as well as within age groups. And what we know in DuPage County, 10 years ago, we knew that we had a problem. A group of concerned citizens came together to try to organize some efforts. And at that time, we were at risk of overweight or obesity, 65% of our adults and 35% of our kids. And so now what we know is we've actually been, through this collaborative effort, been reducing those rates across the board and holding steady. But what we know is that our early and young children, our early childhood numbers, children between the ages of 2 and 4, exceed the national average.
Yes, big problem.
And so that is a huge problem, and that's a problem we're going to be focusing on for the next 3 years or so, at trying to do things like improve the number of refrigerators that are available in after-school programs, increasing fresh fruits and vegetables for snacks by growing the number of gardens across the county and farmers markets, inspiring food and exercise in schools and work sites and communities through educational programs, increasing the number of children that walk and bike to school through volunteer safety programs and safe routes to school programs, increasing bicycle and pedestrian safety and access for more families to the great outdoors through our trail system. So doing a combination of things in our environment that are easy and low-hanging has been our strategy for 10 years, but we're going to kick it up a notch with that early childhood group because we know it's so important
You're kicking it up a lot of notches now by joining me on the Sports Doctor. Everybody needs to understand, by the way, DuPage County is one of the most affluent counties in the country, in Illinois. I'm in DuPage as I'm talking to you now from Chicago. Tremendous community, tremendous assets, lots of great attention. Yet, same real challenges. And I said it, you know, it's funny. You talk about 10 years. 2 years before you formed Forward, I wrote an article called Let's Get Them Walking. You know,
yep.
I wanted to get walking, including, well, you know, all that. Pull your own weight with Rick Osborne. So many of these different methods to try to really, really pay attention. Now, Forward, and by the way, Ann, give us what's the best website to find out all about Forward DuPage?
Yeah, Forward DuPage, you can find us at forwarddupage.org. Very simple, Forward DuPage, DuPage.org is where you can find all kinds of resources, links to our coalition partners. Our new annual report is out there, tools and resources, and we even put together through a group of healthcare providers. We've got 600 healthcare providers working with us across the county, and what they told us is once they examine a patient and they find them at risk of overweight or obesity, they don't know what to do. And so what we did for the healthcare providers is we put together a resource listing for them, all kinds of programs that are available across the county. You can go onto the website under our resources link. You can log in, you know, what kind of program you're looking for what age group, within what zip code, and it'll pull that information up. So what we want to do is try to make it easy for families.
It's really commendable. It's really commendable, the program that you guys have put together. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor live from Chicago, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can go to radio shows and go back over a decade. You can see the topics, who the guests were, and listen to whatever you would like. You could go over to newspaper articles and magazines, and you can read my latest guest editorial in Lower Extremity Review, and you could read one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge, Strengthen Those Ankles. You could follow me. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. We post lots of great stuff besides what the radio show, et cetera, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. Again, talking with Ann Marchetti, who's been a big part of this multifaceted. What I liked also, Ann, you included, you know, the insurance world in the people that you're involved with and whatever, and a lot of these different corporate entities, I think right from the get-go, I remember.
That's right. What's important to us is that no matter where you're from or what you're involved in, there's always a level of improvement that needs to take place. And everybody's got families, everybody's got children and parents. And so really making sure that we curb this life debilitating issue early on, childhood obesity risks increase with cancer, the bullying, stigma, quality of life, problems with joints as muscles, and as you know. And so what we're trying to do is really get out there and improve what's happening in child care centers, what's happening in schools, making sure there's nutritious and nutritionally dense food in schools and in child care facilities, making sure that our food pantries aren't just providing low-cost food, but food that are nutritionally dense, and making sure that we're getting kids outdoors, moving, exercising, and feeling good about themselves.
The challenge we're facing, for example, it's one of my real pet peeves on the Sports Doctor, is that there's a diet advertisement every 2 minutes on television. If it's not drug ads, it's diet ads. This is the culture we've built. And by the way, obesity-related stuff, the diabetes, et cetera, it will break us financially if we don't get a handle on this. Children growing up with weight-related problems. When we had my friend Michael Buchanan, who produced that fantastic movie, it's still available, Fat Boy Chronicles, and it's a great book, talking about the challenges of a kid who's growing up heavy and this whole family dynamics. He mentioned when he was on our show, you go to radio shows, you'll find him, I don't know, God, 5, 6, 7 years ago, the fact that the bullying... is highest percentage of bullying is obesity related. Sexual orientation, disabilities, but on top is weight stuff. So the progress continues in so many different ways. Again, the area of awareness, which is education, which is what Forward's all about. It's what the Sports Doctor is all about in that specific area when we're interested. Why I wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with my fantastic co-author, Hall of Fame volleyball player and kinesiology professor, radio host, Sharkey Zartman, was the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports and the reliance on pain medicines and all of these different things. And so much of it is, again, related to the fitness and the wellness side that Forward is trying to pay big attention to. But, again, here's another pearl for you guys, Ann. If we don't incorporate programs in schools where you have 100 million kids growing up in schools, if we can't come up with let's get them walking, pull your own weight, specific programs that could really make a difference, then we're really whistling up a different tree, getting people to pay as much attention at home. But to me, the key has always been, how can we get the schools to really, really, really take this responsibility on? And you guys have done a great progress in that area, but sometimes you have to shake your head, don't you?
Well, yeah, schools are so inundated with mandates that they've got to do, and many of them are unfunded. But what we've been trying to do with schools is conduct assessments within their schools and implement action plans, getting the district's wellness policies in line with their actual practices, and pursuing healthy school program recognition. That seems to motivate schools, getting kids out for after-school activities, for before school activities like yoga and basketball, a lot of the mindfulness training and the work that we're doing in schools that also helps with stress is directly related to obesity prevention and health. So
I got to put you together with
our work there.
Got to put together with one of my frequent guests in the past, Teresa Powers has an organization, Kids Yoga. It's international. Kids International Yoga Day. There's hundreds of thousands of kids. But again, the reducing of stress of these young kids, getting them active, you know, by the time you get to high school, 5% are playing sports, maybe 10%. The rest, you know, they're looking at their phone. So this tremendous challenge of, and I think your attention from 0 to 11 years old plays big, big sense. This is where habits start. And of course, you know, parents really need to be educated. And I think there's much more cooperation, but I always ask people like yourself, Ann, in the world, you know, that you're in, I ask you, how's your psychology skills?
Well, you've got to have psychology skills to understand what motivates people, right? So, and the big piece of this, just to couple on your earlier question about schools, you know, one of the things that Illinois was known for is that we were the last state in the country that had mandatory physical activity 5 days a week. And last year, our state legislature, under pressure, actually reduced PE to three days a week. And it's under threat again. And so what we're doing is not only working in schools on programs, but we're trying to instill policies where kids can get access to this kind of activity and skill development that's so important, movement. So I just want to highlight that.
Go ahead. And I think, again, you know, the combination of factors, which is smarter eating. You know, we're in a society, there's so much fast food. I think everybody knew fast food and junk food was junk. What we didn't understand was the so-called great, good old USA diet was also just really, really a problem. And then we all almost have to laugh at the changes in, you know, low fat, no fat, high fat, and all these diets and all of this attention. And ask any parent who has a child who's overweight what kind of a mess and a hassle and a challenge that many times has to be. And again, it starts very, very early, even we're talking, again, toddlers, again, are having that the weight concern. So the pediatric community, Forward, again, has been great. And again, you have, you know, so many providers and doctors and others, school people, educators. Who are some of your, before we run out of time, who are some of the key people you work with over at Forward, Ann?
So our key and strategic partners are really the five hospitals that serve DuPage County. They've seen that their responsibility is to improve the health of their community, and so they're partnering with Forward and allowing us to work with them in the schools, in the communities. The DuPage Medical Group, the DuPage County Health Department, and the Regional Office of Education, those big institutions allow us to measure BMI rates and to continue to come back year after year and say, this is where we are and this is where we're going. And then we have community programs and partners that are out there, our food pantries, our food banks, our schools, our not-for-profit agencies. They all touch individuals, and so they're all becoming what we're trying to do with Forward is become a layer in the culture of the community so that people think, oh, I'm having a meeting. Instead of taking ice cream, I'm going to have healthy snacks. Instead of a birthday party that rewards with food, we're going to have other options of movement and play.
I think you're setting a great, great, great example, again, for a specific local county-wide area. And I'm hoping to see that together we can help sometimes in the future. This should be a state program. It should be mandated, involved in the schools, and it should be a great example like some of these other individuals I've had on, whether it is in the number system and the yoga system and some of these others, the great Gym One, which is a whole system where parents could get their kids active in a door jam, doing different kinds of pulling their own weight exercises. I think, and Forward is a great example of a grassroots situation. I remember when you guys started, and I really have to commend you for the great job you've done, Ann. Give me the website.
I was
going to
say
again.
It takes a village. It takes a village.
Right.
ForwardDuPage.org. And I must give credit to my neighboring counties and the Illinois Alliance to Prevent Obesity, which is the statewide effort. We wouldn't have the changes at the policy level if we didn't partner with them. We feed up information where there are needs, and then they help move it through the policy.
Well, thanks so much, Ann. Plus the fact is, she's got to be a politician. Ann, thanks so much. Hold on. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctor. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. And staying in the groove with including some international podiatrists, I want to welcome Jackson Tisdell. He's a performance podiatrist. He's from Australia. He's with Forster Tungari Sports Podiatry. He's a coach with the Academy of Sports Speed Australia. He's right up the Sports Doctor's alley, man. Hey, Jackson, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you on. I hooked up with him. And, you know, I was telling you last month we had a dancing podiatrist from UK was on. And as you know, our show is broadcast the following week. So, Jackson, give us a little bit of quickie background on you and performance podiatry.
Yeah, so I'm from a small town called Forster, which is 4 hours north of Sydney in Australia. And I've started out a couple of years ago under Talisha Reeves, who's been an excellent mentor for me. So, and also with the Academy of Sport Speed Australia, which is Renelle Hobson. So she's a strength and conditioning coach and speed specialist here in Australia. So, yeah, I've been working for a couple of years in that industry. Performance podiatry is sort of a relatively new concept in Australia. I'm not sure about in the US, but basically just combining principles of strength and conditioning into podiatry clinical practice, and then also bridging that gap from the clinical setting to returning to sport, because in Australia at the moment there's a huge gap there.
Like, well, I'll tell you something, Jackson. You can go back 25 years with the Sports Doctor, and you'll hear performance podiatry, and so much of my experience has been the role of the foot in sports. Again, as a podiatrist, and is podiatry? Are you a doctor in Australia?
No. So I'm not a we don't have a doctorate, but we can call ourselves doctors, but legally is for official, you know, Medicare, that sort of stuff. But I don't refer to myself as a doctor.
Well, what tipped me off with you again was the performance podiatry. For that combination of I make a big deal about strengthening and the feet and ankles. We've been using rubber bands on feet and ankles for 4 decades with a longtime kinesiotherapist associate of mine who loved the role of the foot. And I'm very, very, very big in orthotics, especially in the world of skating and the edging sports. So talk a little bit about what you do in the world of sports podiatry in your practice.
Yep. Yeah, so I don't know much about skating and that's all new to me, so I'd love to learn that. But so basically, yeah, I'm big on orthotics as well, but not to the point where I'm just pumping out every single patient with an orthotic. Like, I think there's a lot more to it. Like, when I was a kid coming through, I had a lot of injuries, and I was given some orthotics, and they helped me to an extent, but they didn't.
Yes.
There's something else,
Jackson. When you're talking proper, when you're talking proper orthotics by an orthotic specialist, sports podiatry, then rarely, whether you're 80 years old or 8, will we not see enhanced efficiency, balance, and or stability. But one of the big things, and I see you included big time, is strengthening of the foot and ankle and really paying big attention.
Yep.
You know, I sing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected, you know, to the above bones. Everything is connected. You were an athlete yourself, weren't you, Jackson?
Yeah, yes. I was just a football player, and I was okay, and then succumbed to not just foot and ankle problems, but I started having, you know, hamstring strains and stuff like that. So I think it's really important for podiatrists and physios and stuff to make sure they're looking at the all the way up to the hips, you know, like all the way up the chain and back down, like not just at the foot and ankle.
It's still a challenge.
Yeah,
it's still 100%. A challenge in the United States. We've come a tremendously long way in the overall team approach of sports medicine and wellness. Of course, in the United States, we're deluged with drug commercials constantly. Does Australia allow television commercials of drugs all day?
I think so. I don't watch much TV, but I think
there you go. You're ahead of the game. So when you mentioned football, were you a soccer player?
No, I play Aussie rules, which is Australian football. It's a completely different game. To if you haven't seen it before, you'd be like, what the hell is that?
What's the website or information people could get about your Academy of Sports Speed or your performance podiatry?
Yep.
Is there a link anybody could look at, Jackson?
Yeah. So you can go to the academyofsportspeed.com, where there's a whole heap of videos and protocols for, you know, stretching, strengthening, drills for sprinting mechanics and change of direction and all those sorts of things, which are all really important stuff that, you know, junior athletes from a very young age, we get them very young, from, you know, 9 to 10 years old, and teach them these things. Yeah, so. You can definitely go to that website, academyofsportspeed.com.
Yeah,
And then
I'll
the other
you.
One is yep, go
ahead.
On, sorry. The other one is just for my podiatry clinic is fossatunkarisportspodiatry.com.au. So that,
I can't believe this great connection we have. We're talking like tomorrow morning in Australia. That's why you'll have to give everybody the replay link. You know, everybody who didn't want to get up early enough. You sound like you're around the corner, man.
It's pretty early here.
Now, if I haven't yet, I'll send you a PDF of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. But I have a chapter in the book, in my Sports Doctors in Chapter, Jackson, that I talk about the two essential exercises for any kid at any age in any sport. I'll share it with you. And again, one is rubber band strengthening of the foot and ankle. And two is working balance and stability and tilt boards and balance boards, something I've watched being tremendously safe and incredibly effective.
Yep.
My old colleague used to call it instability training. What do you pay attention to when you're looking at a young athlete and you want to do everything you can to prevent problems? What are the things that you're really paying attention to in your mind?
Yep. Well, I use a top-down approach. So I go up straight up to the shoulders and I look at the hips. So I pay a lot of attention at the hips. So glute strength, glute med stability, those sorts of things. And also not just the muscle strength itself, but the connection between the muscle and the other muscles around it. So yeah, just the stability, coordinate core strength. So I look at, I get my athletes in the podiatry clinic to get down on the floor and do planks. Like, can they hold a, can they prevent their lumbar spine from dipping into extension, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I look more up in the hips, and because the hips are in the middle of the body, they control the
Do you have them do any 1 foot balancing, partial squat, anything
like that? Intrinsic foot muscle strengthening, 100%.
Leg shape, and the so you work with physiotherapy. Do you work with the pediatric or the children's? What are the who's involved, for example, in the Academy of Sports Speed? Who's part of that team?
So the Academy of Sports Speed, the ASA, we call it, Renelle Hobson is the head coach. And there's just a whole heap of coaches who have various different specialties working within it. So, strength and conditioning coaches. I'm the only podiatrist, and I'm doing my strength and conditioning certification as well at the moment. And then there's all different levels of coaches within the Australian system. We just call ourselves ASA coaches. So we encompass a whole heap of things: mobility, stability, flexibility, strength, and then running techniques. So sprint mechanics, which we teach court and field-based athletes. They need to be taught how to sprint properly, because if you teach them to sprint at a high velocity like a sprinter, then the speeds they get to when they're just jogging around the football field become really easy for them. So we teach them those drills. So we're all basketball.
I thought it was an excellent comment from you. It was on LinkedIn, and I responded to it. Which was, as long as you're paying big attention to structural integrity, foot mechanics, proper
100%.
Shoes.
Yep.
When we're talking about the, we see all these knee, half the young girls I see in sports podiatry over the decades are knee problems. And the combination of strengthening and orthotics is magic, as you start seeing that widening of the hips and a little bit of a, so many times I tell parents, because they ask all the time, does my son or daughter need orthotics? Good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
But here's a better one.
Would
they benefit? And what I've seen when done properly is there's an awful, awful lot of... Now, again, it depends on who's doing it those kinds of situations. What ages do you work with that Academy of Sports Speed, for example?
So from as young as 9, and it more depends on their... It more depends on their emotional capacity, their coachability, we call it. So their ability to be coached, without getting distracted and mucking around.
I was just going to ask you, we pay big attention in the book to the mental game. And I was just going to ask you a question I ask all the time, people who work with families and kids and sports performance, how your sports psychology skills are, Jackson, working with parents and families and...
That just comes from experience, isn't it?
So,
100%. For sure. It just comes from experience. And back to what you said before about they need strengthening and stuff first before we teach them sprinting. 100%. We don't load dysfunction, so we always assess them first and do take them through movement and stability drills to assess whether they're ready to do the strengthening.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about
stuff.
It. We're talking with Jackson Tisdale, performance podiatrist from Australia. Jackson, hold on. We're going to be right back with the next segment with Jackson. We'll keep up the conversation. The Sports Doctor. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics
which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey everybody, live from Chicago, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. And if you go to radio shows, you can go back years and you could see topics and who the guests are and pick and choose what you'd like to listen to. You could zip over to newspaper articles and magazines, and you could read an endless array of sports medicine topics, health and wellness topics, everything from high heels to concussion awareness, specialization of sports, et cetera. And again, we have a lot of education, a lot of interaction at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, with crazy Twitter. And again, the title of my book is Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You could check us out. We're in Australia. We're talking to Jackson Tisdell. He's a performance podiatrist. He's with the Forster Tungaree Sports Podiatry Group. He's one of the coaches of this Academy of Sports Speed Australia. And that kind of organization, Jackson, we talk a lot about the putting together of individuals, experts, if you will, in different areas that have these great goals, which is number one, can we prevent the epidemic of overuse injuries in young youth sports? And number two, can we enhance performance and make a difference for those athletes who are competitive? In those two big areas, do you pay attention to nutrition with your academy?
So I never like to go out. Well, we never like to go out of our scope. So if we ever need to, like, we can give general advice, but if someone needs to see a nutritionist or something like that, then we send them to the right person. But we give general advice on recovery strategies and nutrition, hydration, that sort of thing. But as far as like individualized programs and stuff like that, no, we'd refer on for that.
There's a chapter, definitely
a big area.
There's a chapter in my book, Jackson. It's called The Prodigy Sports, where I write about the youngsters who are specializing very early. I tell everyone in the Sports Doctor, again, one of my poster boys, the 2010 men's figure skating Olympic gold medalist, grew up in Illinois here, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. 14 years later, he was the best in the world. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. But the prodigy sports, if my son or daughter is a gymnast or she's a dancer or he's a serious soccer player, and he says, Jackson, can you really, really work with this kid on developing them into a better, safer athlete? That's something that you're about, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I actually get, when my parents come into the clinic with their children at a young age, they're really keen soccer players. Like they're doing so much representative level soccer, club level soccer. So they're playing, they're training three or four times a week. They're playing sometimes twice a week.
There's no give.
So I actually encourage them to get out and do gymnastics, do dancing, do martial arts as well. Like they're all develop different skill sets. Yeah, it is a challenge.
Yeah, good luck. You have a serious kid and he loves the one sport, then sometimes again, organizations like yours, good physical therapy groups, and again, it's interesting wording, sports speed, because sports speed means a lot, whether it's physical sprinting type speed, quickness, agility, stability. Yep. Now, of course, I'm prejudiced,
100%.
But podiatry, the role of the foot, just getting everybody to strengthen their feet and ankles. Before I forget, You'll take a look at the sand dune, the sand dune stepper, which is allows these kids to almost be like they're on the beach with the malleability of the foot and ankle. Educating the athlete that including big time strengthening of the feet and ankles is how I see performance podiatry. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely the intrinsic foot muscle strengthening is important. Yeah, but we also look at, you know, foot strike and foot recovery as far as the actual mechanics of the sprinting technique as well. And that all comes from, you've got to have the foundation strength in that first. So, it's really important, really important.
What type of, when you're talking about, do you do movement analysis? Or anything like that, where you're talking about, you know, foot type, you know, gait analysis, anything at all like that. You dealing with track and field and cross country athletes?
So I get a wide variety here. We do gait analysis in the clinic. So we like visual gait analysis, and we also film it so we can do a video gait analysis, and then also, depending on the athlete or the patient, I get them out into the field as well. So I go up to the park with them and actually watch them run and watch them sprint. Not on the treadmill, actually out in the park, like as they would be when they're playing sport on the weekend. So actually watch from the front on, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Now we also, again, you know, count on podiatry to be very, very helpful as far as, it's another chapter in my book, choosing the best shoe for that young boy or girl is a very, very important topic. You know, what's the best shoe for my son or daughter with their foot mechanics or et cetera, et cetera. Do you get involved in that area also? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, so with my footwear recommendations, I try not to over-prescribe or I try not to micro-prescribe, I like to call it. So instead, I macro-prescribe where I just give them general advice based on their foot type, what level of support and stability they need. And then as far as the ins and outs of the actual, you know, the technologies and the various different brands and stuff, I don't delve into that too much unless I feel like I need to, if they're a very serious runner and it's going to make an effect. Like I don't look too much into that. I think just general footwear advice is all that you need. And there's a lot more,
to
it than just the footwear.
I'm sure it's no different in your world, but over 50% of active people and athletes aren't even fit properly in the United States. Let alone what type of shoe.
Yep.
They're not even fit properly. So one of the things we pay big attention to is letting people know and parents know that make sure you're getting fit properly. Don't assume what your size is. Because it's a big time problem, you know, as well as making sure. And I'm sure you have the same. I tell these kids, you know, let's get into a good brand name and then you can give some decent recommendations in that. So what are some of the different sports that you guys deal with at the academy before we run out of time?
We got a lot of different sports. So soccer, netball, basketball, rugby league, rugby, Australian rules football, all different field and sports, court-based athletes. Mainly netball and soccer are our two big ones. Like a lot of soccer and netballers in this country are very dysfunctional, so their hips are tight as and they can't move for the life of them. So they're the main two sports that we deal with. A lot of potential, we like to call it. Yeah, we unlock the athletes and then build them back up. So why we like to get them at an early age before they have a chance to develop all those inefficiencies and you know, problems with their mobility and their posture. We get them from like 9 or 10 years old and then build them up so that when they get to 16, 17, where they're really training hard and pushing for the big time, they're ready to go, you know. So
guys have a good relationship with the school system? With the, you know, whether it's middle school or high school, where you're talking these ages, do you guys have a relationship with the schools?
Yeah, so there's a couple of schools in Sydney that we work with. We run our sessions at their at their facilities. But yeah, definitely something we need to look more into. But yeah, definitely, yeah, high school kids, a lot of track athletes and stuff. Yeah, that we can also work with them. So yeah, schools are important.
Great, Jackson Tisdale, performance podiatrist. Give me the website real quick again, Jackson.
Yeah, so academyofsportspeed.com or fostertoncurrysportspodiatry.com.au.
academyofsportspeed.com. Jackson, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors in segment. Sports Doctors. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we talk about a couple of upcoming shows and we answer a few emails. Next week, speaking of sports performance, we have one of the leaders in the field, Michael Boyle, will be joining us. And then Scott Anderson, who's involved in the world of concussion technology, some very exciting stuff in the sports medicine world. The following week, Lou Vickery. Lou pitched for the Yankees and the Cardinals. Lou had a great radio show called Lou in the Morning. I was on every other month for like 3 or 4 years. He's an author of numerous books. Tremendous motivational speaker, and he'll be joining us. And then Jimmy Spinelli, one of the country's leading athletic trainers. I spent 5 years with him here at the highest level of volleyball, and he's been involved with the United States men's soccer, youth soccer. So it'll be an exciting couple of weeks coming up on the Sports Doctor. Hey, some emails. Mike says, hey, talk about your article, Build Your Game from the Ground Up. I remember that article. we were just talking to an Australian podiatrist, performance podiatrist. The whole idea, again, is foot-ankle strengthening is key, whatever your game is, whatever your age is, whatever your level is. You want to make sure you're including
big attention from the ground up. Balance and stability, it all starts with our feet and ankles. So even if we've never had any problems, strengthening our feet and ankles makes big, big sense. Ankle injuries are still the most common injury in all activities, let alone sports. And again, if you're looking to strengthen the areas above, then you want to be paying attention from the ground up. It's why I talk about balance exercise. Standing on an unstable surface will work your toes and feet, and it'll also work your hips, your back, your glutes. So paying attention to learning how to strengthen the lower extremity very, very simply with attention. You know, are you in the best shoe? Ground up. Neil asks, what about over-the-counter arch supports? You know, Neil, they have a value. They're everywhere. And many times sending somebody right out of the office or discussion saying, you know, pick up a pair of Dr. Scholl's or Superfeet. And while we're looking at the waiting even for an orthotic to be had. And in most instances, when it fits, an over-the-counter device can be helpful. The problem is that it is not a prescription device, which is much more involved in joint alignment and foot mechanics. So they have a role, but they're not orthotics. Adam says, what is Morton's neuroma? Is it a surgical problem? Rarely, Adam. Morton's neuroma is a thickening of the nerves that run between the toes, most commonly between the third and fourth toes. There's a particular connection in that area between the third and fourth metatarsals where that nerve can get thickened or kind of calloused or inflamed from excessive pressure or stress, usually over a long period of time. All of a sudden, we could have symptoms, which could be tingling, could be shooting pain, could be numbness, could be all of the above, which sometimes can designate that neuroma is the problem. Years ago, it was thought that only minor surgery really was the answer. But over the years, we've seen orthotics could be very, very helpful. Sometimes a cortisone injection or some other naturopathic injections could be really helpful. So we would recommend big time that you look conservatively. Sometimes we'll see someone gets ultrasound at physical therapy once a week for 8-10 weeks, and it really, really helps. So make sure that you're not looking at surgery as the first option. Sometimes if nothing else works and it's really a problem, surgery is very, very successful. So pay attention to those facts. Marty says our 5-year-old daughter in toes, especially when running, the pediatrician said she'll grow out of it. She probably will, Marty, but she might not. So sometimes we'll see, even at 5 years old, we might see, gee, you know, she's quite flat-footed. Or, you know, she's really bow-legged. Or she's kind of knock-kneed. So sometimes looking at the ground up, like we were talking about before, is related. Sometimes we see that we don't see many adults who in-toe. So the actual in-toeing itself often we can grow out of. It depends where it is. Is it the foot? Is it the lower leg shape that's rotated in? Is it a hip concern? So you can help finding out, besides pediatrics, you could see a good physical therapist, a good podiatrist, and get that input. I've seen a lot of great help with prescription orthotics, even out-toe plates, as they're called, to control the foot mechanic contributor to the in-toeing. So you might see that you could pay attention to those things. If you see this symptomatic, gee, you know, she always wants to be carried, or it seems that her feet and ankles are bothering her, then sometimes we see that in-toeing. If, again, the in-toeing sets up rotation at the knee, so sometimes as we get older into adolescence, it could be problematic. You know, my son or daughter is running cross country, or, you know, she's participating, playing soccer. We don't know why. Or she always has shin splints. Or, gee, his knees are always bothering him. Many times then we see that connection with the pronated foot. So you really want to pay attention to at least in including that. And then we were mentioning, again, I want to again thank our guests joining us on the Sports Doctor, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows, you can go to newspaper articles, and you can follow us on Twitter at SportsDoc, D-O-C Radio. And again, thanks, Ann Marchetti. Thanks, Jackson Tisdell, all the way from Australia. It's the Sports Doctor. See you next week. Thanks.